Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Glad to have you with us here on Sports Daily. We are happy to be joined now by Sunrise Christian basketball coach Kyle Lindstedt. Got a huge event coming up here in Wichita, the Air Capital Hoop Fest coming up this week. And if you don't know what that is, just it is as much high school prep talent collected in one place as you'll ever see, including for Sunrise. We know Coach, you guys always have all these great players. Now you're welcoming in a ton of them all in one place. And these events, if you're a hoops fan, these can get pretty interesting. It's, you know, who's in the crowd and who's watching these guys play and what kind of crazy things are they going to do within a game? This is a lot of fun. Welcome into Sports Daily. How are you?
Hey, Jacob. Good morning. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good. It's that time of year. It's basketball season, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
How can you not be happy right now?
Yeah, happy and tired, I think. from one airplane to the next right now for us. So we're super excited to be playing some league games in Wichita. It's a good opportunity for us.
Coach, what does it mean for you, like, for as heading up this squad, to have your guys playing and representing Wichita in this huge weekend of prep basketball, where you've got some of the top talent not only on your team but around the country all coming into Wichita?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I think being from Wichita, growing up in Wichita, and being a basketball guy my whole life, as many people here in Wichita are, I understand the love for the game that many Wichitans have, and people from Kansas. And so to be able to bring, a bunch of future NBA guys here to town and it's not just the talent level. These guys are big, they're long, they're athletic. And I understand how Wichitans like their basketball, and they like it when it's a little bit more physical and about defense. And that's what this will be. You got a bunch of guys that, you know, this is a league game. So, we're fighting to make the league tournament, a national tournament with only the top 8 teams in the country make it. And a lot of these teams, including ourselves, are the ones fighting for it. So I just think the level of talent that will be on display, but I think it's just good basketball. If you love basketball, it's more than just dunks and future NBA guys. It's like, these dudes are going to be playing hard, and it's going to be a dogfight.
It always is. It's such an interesting part of the local basketball community. You've spent, two stints there now, which is really interesting to me. Now, in the second time, after a time at major Division I college basketball, including with the Shockers, which we'll ask you about here in a little bit, but then into the NBA a little bit as well, and now back to Sunrise. What has the journey back been like? How is that any different maybe than the first time around?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, completely fulfilled is how I feel, being here and being in this place. This is home. My father started the school. I went to school here. I met my wife here. My wife and I have 6 kids. They're 3 of which are out of the house, grown up and married. And so to stop traveling all the time year round and just do it during the season is great. And, you know, I feel like I kind of went on this basketball journey where it was about learning as much as I could about the game. And I believe all of that occurred so I could be here again and teach the game to guys that need it. I mean, these guys are guys that are getting ready to go into a business world, and the game is totally different than what they think it is right now. And so, you know, we have some hard days where it's not quite as easy as they think it should be. That's a nice way to put it. But it's just, I know that my journey has brought me through those experiences and basically got me an education in high level basketball to help these young men and be here at a place I love and want to be. And I'm home and with my family, which couldn't be better.
On top of Sunrise Christian, Coach, in this Air Capital Hoop Fest, we've got AZ Compass Prep out of Chandler, Arizona, Veritas Academy in L.A., and Link Academy in Branson, Missouri. And you sent me last night the list of all of the top guys, the top prospects, not just with Sunrise, but with all four of these programs. You mentioned the landscape in prep basketball, and obviously things have changed a lot in this NIL world and the way that, you know, players are recruited and, you know, the top programs and what all that looks like. How has that, from your perspective with Sunrise, changed the day-to-day when you're in this world of now NIL and just the ever-changing world of college basketball?
Yeah, you know, it's there's an ugly side to it, of course. And I think now everybody sees that ugly side. Before all of this was public, there was an ugly side, but it was on the underside and nobody saw it. We all heard about it, right? Everybody heard about it, but now it's a public side. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm coaching 16-year-olds that have agents. You know, it's a weird world. I'm communicating with an agent and a parent, and it's just different. But if you look at it, it is a business. And so I do think I don't love all the changes. I'm probably like most people, and I don't love all the changes. But there's a huge need for people that really care for these guys and want to help them. And then, you know, try to keep them from making mistakes, because there's sharks. There's a lot of sharks that swim in these waters, you know, because there's innocent parents and there's innocent players. And sometimes the loudest voice in the room wins. So, yeah, I think that obviously college basketball from at the highest levels, which our guys end up going to, is better because of this new system. In a weird way, the talent is better, I should say, because think about it. You go to KU, think about walking in there as a freshman. I mean, you can't be just a regular freshman. Obviously, we know you got to be super talented. But I think that's the struggle you see with some of these high-level freshmen that decided to stay at just a regular high school. It leads to a lot of inconsistency and the grind of the college season and what you're expected to do. I'd say the margin of error is just so small. And our guys have played with that, you know, for a year or two if they come here. And it's very, very hard to earn trust when every possession matters. And that's the thing you're seeing with some of these freshmen. It's like, you know, they don't quite get it. You know, this guy's been shouting at you for 6 months. It's different than a dude that's been doing this for 2.5 years now. And so I think that the new system almost warrants a high level player trying to get to a prep situation. That's what we're seeing. I mean, a lot of the guys that are surefire Division I players just know, like, you know, I got to do something different because, you know, let's face it, if you're thinking of college level, there's a lot of just okay players in regular high school basketball. There just is. And when you get to the college level, they're just, those guys don't exist. Everybody's a genetic lottery winner, and it's going to be very, very tough for you to operate in those small spaces if you're not used to it.
I think Grady Dix, the easy example of that for people to see. Coach, I want to ask you about Wichita State, a place you've spent time, a place that you know, back in the first run had a lot of connections with. Yep. Shockers have been struggling for a couple of years. I don't know if that's symptomatic of the new system or what it is, but how have you from the outside now viewed that program and what can they do to get things back to where they need to be for this community?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, Paul and his staff, super, super nice people. And I know they're working tremendously hard at it. he's a bright person and a bright mind. You know, I think the plan of attack at Wichita State almost has to be different. I think you got to find some guys that want to get it out of the mud a little bit, and you got to find guys that are, you know, going to play gritty and tough and physical basketball. Cause, you know, if you're going to play a stylish brand, you better do that with top level talent. So, you better find guys that want to defend and rebound and muck it up a little bit. If you're going to compete. And I also think that that's what people, I know the basketball temperature in this town. If you want to bring people to the yard, like you better bring a little grit with you, yeah. A little fight. And so obviously I think Paul understands that, knows that. He knows they got to move that direction. They're even recruiting maybe our grittiest player right now. Good. So that would be a good fit. And obviously I'm probably cheering for him to go there.
Heck yeah.
A little bit, because just keep them close to home, and then obviously love to help the Shocks if we can. I think those are the things, like, you know, there's a formula you can find, and I'm not saying it's easy, but you know, I just think you got to go get it out of the mud a little bit, and you know, I think we have enough resources, you know, to get the right guys. It's just, you know, it's a matter of time. And as you know, like, I mean, you look at a place even like Kansas, you know, I mean, here, you've got all these perfect ingredients, right? And sometimes the pie flops. I mean, it just does. They don't fit well together. And so, you know, I don't know what the perfect recipe is, but I would say that mud pie for the Shocks is probably where they need to go. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm trying to do here at Sunrise. You look at those rosters that I sent you for the high school thing, and it's like, you know, we've got a few guys that can't play offense at the level that some of those dudes can, but we definitely got guys that can guard those guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what you got to figure out and find out. Like, it just can't, it's not going to be sleek and sexy all the time. Sometimes you got to muck it up a little bit. And I think that's probably where the Shocks need to head.
I love it. I'm going to need some tips. I tell them I coach my daughter's fourth grade basketball team, and I don't know anything about anything, but I tell them, hey, if the other team doesn't score, you can't lose. Like, that's all I ever tell them. Like, don't worry about anything else.
Hey. And if I know anything, fourth grade girls know how to muck it up.
They do. They can get nasty. I've seen some nastier. Jump balls. Yes. They can get a little spicy in there. Coach, yeah. I just, like, we see the success you guys are having. We see the success Luke Barnwell's having out there. It's such a great asset to the community. And I hope everybody goes and checks it out, because it is incredible when you go watch some of these young people play, and you get four premier programs here. It's the 7th and the 8th. Real quick, coaches, we've got just a couple of minutes here. Kyle Lindstedt joining us. People can get tickets to this still. Yes.
Yes, they can. It's at Neumann University. It's on the, I'm going to have to look at my card here. It's at Neumann University. It's Friday at 6 and 8, and Saturday at 4 and 6. And they can go online and get tickets. You can go to sunrisechristianhoops.com.
There you go.
Give you all the information about the players, the event. But we'd love to have some basketball fans out from this community, and obviously thank you guys for your support and giving us a chance to talk about it. And, you know, we want to be a blessing in these guys' lives, these young men's lives, and we want to be a blessing to our community. That's our school's mission. And so it's a privilege to do it, and I'm enjoying it. And thank you so much.
Keep churning out these premier players. Kyle Lindstedt, head coach, Sunrise Christian, round two. They're right back where they always are, which is at the top, sending players to the next level and winning a ton of games. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
There goes Kyle Lindstedt again at Neumann Friday and Saturday. You can get tickets to both. You won't regret it if you're a basketball fan. We'll come back. Another hour of Sports Daily right after this.